David here, Bangin' McGrider. How can I assist?
Yes, is this Mike Smith?
Who am I talking with?
Joe Albee. I'm online right now, and Mike Smith with Custom Support. So when I was
he's
came up and
he's one of my colleagues. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, Joe Albee, A-L-B-E-A. Are you with Penguin Book Writers?
Yeah, that's exactly the same, yeah. So, okay, so are you sort of able to reply, Mike, over the chat line?
Well, I was, talking to somebody would be better. I mean, talking to some human would be nice.
Yeah, Mike Smith, again, Mike Smith is my colleague here. And so are you looking to, like, publish a book or, like, do book marketing and promote, like,
book? Book publishing. We want to publish a book. We've got a manuscript. It's been edited, ready to go. So we're considering self-publishing. We've been, for the last 6 months, we were with an agency, but, and we don't know the details, but for whatever reason, our agent that was assigned to us was let go, I don't know if he was fired or what, but we got a letter from the agency saying that their agents, the rest of their agents were already committed, and they didn't want to, keep us tied down, so we suddenly became out on the open field again, considering self-publishing, we've got a book that's got a lot of potential, and so, yeah. And I saw where, Penguin Book Publishers listed, and just interested in knowing any details. I'm familiar with Penguin Publishing in general, but I didn't know that they were. Are you associated with Penguin? I mean, is it all in one same company and just another division?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different business model altogether with the traditional publishing. Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely got the same highest quality of editors and all the publishing resources that works. But, it's like a venture into the self-publishing industry itself. So the traditional publishing, obviously, that goes hand in hand with Penguin and Penguin Book Writers, which is ourselves, takes care of the self-publishing and everything in terms of book marketing. People want to sort of invest.
Right, right.
Yeah, so talk to me about the book. What's it about? How many pages it's got? And, it's 6 months wasted, but I think it's a great time to start right now. I think you could keep a deadline for the holidays to come, and we could have this book published on multiple platforms. It could be Amazon and Kindle, Barnes and Noble, and Chapters by Indigo,
sure.
And all these other platforms as well. So we'll do all the work in terms of copy editing, making sure there's no, like, mistakes with the grammar and all, making sure there's a couple of proofreaders that do their job perfectly. And then, obviously, we've got the technology when it comes to spell checkers and, all the work when it comes to putting the book in a computer and just figuring out how we could improve it. What we'll do is make sure to send those suggestions directly to you. Those suggestions will be like an editorial assessment, and just in case if you approve, we go ahead with them. Just in case if you disapprove, we go back to the drawing board and keep the ones that you like. Because with the self-publishing, you get to be the in charge. You get to have the authority to say no to certain things. So, I mean, with the traditional, you'd be bound to listen to the people who you sort of got a check from and obviously everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But with the self-publishing, the best part is that you get to keep a great chunk of the future book sales. It's just a one-time charge
mm-hmm.
that we do up front. The book will be published under your name, and it will be published creating author profiles using your email address. So, you know, you'd have access to the publishing platforms yourself to be able to see how many book sales you're making yourself. So you'd have full access. You'd have 100% transparency guaranteed when it comes to that. And then obviously you're also going to have 100% ownership and 100% copyrights to your books, just in case this book gets popular and more people want to read it. There could be, you know, other bookstores and big publishers who are trying to reach out to you to endorse it, to sort of republish it, have contract and give you checks and all of that. So it's an option to do some of the work initially, you know, without the literary agent, and then getting in the hassle of, like, waiting too long and then getting a response, which sort of wasted your time. But with this one, the book gets published out there. You get to spread the word yourself as well. You could choose to have some of our marketing and promotions options, which would obviously be additional on top of the publishing that we do. And so this is the whole process, you know, publishing it under your name, doing the formatting, layout, and typesetting as per international publishing standards. And there will be other work as well in terms of providing you with author profiles and book profiles on all these platforms. So there'd be a couple of options for you to choose from. If you could talk to me about the number of pages you've written, I can go ahead and let you know the two packages and their pricing. You can get this started as soon as you come on.
I can give you the word count. I don't have the exact page number, but it's over 50,000 words, somewhere between 50 and 52,000, I think. It's a book.
That'd be around 200 pages. You know, we sort of try to keep an average of about 250 on each page. So it'll be somewhere around like 200 pages. That's a pretty decent amount of length for a book. And talk to me. Yeah, you were saying about the book, please.
Yeah, the book is based on an event that happened in my life. I'm an outdoor, well, I have been for the last 35 years, an outdoor producer for television series. So I've been, my whole life has been in the outdoors, starting at the age of 19. I'm 69 now, so 50 years into it. Started writing still photography. I've had cover shots on Outdoor Life magazine through the years. Started in shooting a 16mm film, transitioned into video, and then subsequently into high definition. Pretty much my career has followed outdoor television for the last 35, 40 years. One of the trips we did when we had the video production company in the late 80s was a trip in 1989 on a caribou moose hunt that I was filming. I've been the photographer in all of this. I mean, as far as the television series, it's still ongoing here in North Carolina. We still are airing on our PBS system, have been for, this is our 30th season. But in 1989, we had an event that happened right at the end of a trip that we were on, hunting caribou, which was successful. We actually hunted moose the morning of the accident, but it was successful. But we were getting ready to head back. We actually were underway across the lake. That morning was just calm. I don't know if you're a fisherman or an outdoorsman, but just one of those picture-perfect days. Everything fell into place. And as we started across the lake, we had a wind come out of the mountains that were right behind us and swamped our boat. It was four of us. It was two guides, my partner in the video production company, and the boat was swamped, and we were thrown into the water. The name of the book is based, it came from the name of the wind that hit us. It's called a mountain wave. The name of the book is Mountain Wave. And
it sounds really intriguing and interesting, honestly. Absolutely. I mean, one of the best parts I like is, I mean, you being a producer yourself, that's a great, and in a time where so many, in terms of technology, was, you know, sort of just, you know, keeps improving at that time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at things now, and you look at how you, things used to happen, and you see the whole evolution in front of you, I think this book definitely probably might also talk about some of that stuff. So, you know, me personally, I love to have this book on my portfolio. You know, I want to have the option to work on this one. And obviously, you know, as I said, we don't put our name as a publisher on this book, so, you know, it won't say Penguin Book Writers or anything. But just in case, if you choose to and you like the work and everything, you know, we could have something, your book maybe as
so
a portfolio on our website.
Who's the publisher?
You yourself.
Who would be the publisher?
You yourself. That's a self-publishing right there for you. That's the best part, I feel it is. So you go to Amazon. Some of the books that are published there, and I can show you some of them, the publisher name appears as the author's name. So Amazon and Kindle allows you to create your own profile using your own email address, you know, you could term yourself as a publisher. They're obviously not a registered publisher and a licensed one, but you could be your own publisher for your own book. Is what the best part is. You could own 100% rights to your book. Nobody's, you know, you wouldn't have to take permission from anybody. You wouldn't have to inform anybody when you're making changes to your book, or maybe like endorsing or doing a book signing event or anything. All the earnings is yours to keep in the future. We, as you said, you know, with our work and the kind of work we do, it'd be a one-time charge. So 52,000 words. That's around 200 pages. And the work involves the formatting, typesetting, and the layout, and I said other things as well. You know, I want to make sure I get the spelling of your name right, and if I could have an email address,
yeah.
I'll send you this information right now, and I can call you right back again. Once you've reviewed all the info, we could get this started.
Okay, my name again is Joe, J-O-E. Last name is Albee, A-L-B as in boy, E-A, Albee. I'm going to give you my personal email address. We've got an email address for the book, a Gmail account, but I'm going to give you my personal email, and that is Carolina Wood Duck, that's 2D, Carolina Wood Duck at AOL.com. That's how long I've had it. Carolina Wood Duck at AOL.com.
Let me go ahead and repeat that for you. So it's Carolina, that's the state's name, then Wood, W as in, you know, winter, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, D as in Delta, D as in Delta again, U as in Umbrella, C as in Charlie, K as in Kilo at AOL.com.
Correct. Uh-huh. At AOL.com.
And
so, this is
your phone number.
Cell phone number is 252-916-0380.
0380.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So it's 252-916-0380, right?
Correct.
That's perfect. So what I'll do is I'll make sure to add the couple of options that we have. One of the self-publishing plans we sell has an option where the book is only published in Amazon and Kindle. All the work for the book before, you know, the publishing, the formatting, the layout, you know, creation of the profiles and the book cover design and everything is included in that. You know, and the second package also includes all of the work except the platforms are more this time. You know, the platforms, would it be somewhere around like 30-plus platforms, 30-plus international platforms, including Barnes & Noble, which is famous year after Amazon and Kindle, Chapters by Inigo, which is famous in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Nile in Australia, along with some other platforms, including Google Books and Apple Books and James Bennett and iUniverse and all of those. So the second package would obviously cost a little bit more, and it has 30-plus international leading platforms where the book will be published in print, paperback, hardcover, and ebook format. And it's going to be same with Amazon and Kindle. The book will be published in hardcover, paperback, and ebook. You'd be able to select whatever cost and pricing you want to sell your book at. So let's say you want to sell the book when it comes to paperback at $12.99, what Amazon does is they go ahead and provide you with a printing cost up ahead. So they'll let you know based on the number of pages your book is. Book might cost somewhere around, like, I'm doing an estimate, so $2.50 to about $3.50. So if you have placed it at $12.99, they take the printing costs away, which is $2.50 to about $3.50. The remaining, which is around $8.50 to $9, will be split between yourself and Amazon in a 30-to-70 ratio. So 30% goes to them, and the lion's share, which is 70%, goes to you. With the ebook as well, it's pretty similar. They get 30% for providing you the whole platform, you know, providing you this amazing space. You know, it's got 8 million books, and everybody who wants to purchase a book just goes to Amazon and buys it. They're going to fulfill the printing orders for you, whether it be the paperback format or the hardcover format. They're going to print the book for you, and at the end of each month, based on the book sales you make, you'll get the royalties directly deposited to your bank account. You just have to put in your bank account details. We'll put those details for you. We'll set up everything for you. So, and we'll give you access to the dashboard.
Who does the printing? Who actually does the printing?
The printing, so Amazon and Kindle, or all the platforms that the book would be published on, will do it themselves. Let's say if I wanted to purchase a print copy from Barnes & Noble, I go online on their website and make a purchase there. They're going to print one copy, I order one, and ship it to my mailing address. And you get paid, you know, less the printing cost and less 30%. The remaining 70% goes to you. So out of $12, we're probably looking at you receiving $6 to $7. That's around 60% of the whole listed price you choose for yourself. But you could place your book at a higher price too. It's your call.
That's online sales. How about brick and mortar? If we want to get in, how does that work?
So
like a Barnes & Noble store.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, if your book does really well and sells a lot of copies, Barnes & Noble themselves are going to reach out to you. They're going to send you an email, and they're going to call you, try to reach out to you, and make sure that they'd be able to ask you for that endorsement. Initially, we talked about that traditional publisher's endorsement. They'd be the ones. So they'd reach out to you, offer you a check, let you know what your royalties would look like after that day. And then, obviously, they'll go ahead and put the books in the bookstore because there's, you know, a lot of demand for your book out there in the market. So that's how, you know, self-publishing operates. It gives you a sort of platform to then sort of transition to the traditional publishing way too. But I mean, a lot of people are writing books nowadays, so I think it's changed a little bit. But self-publishing does it for you. It's sort of, you know, it's the best way to go about it.
Right. Well, think about our book. And again, one of the people we talked to in researching for the book, the details, like since it happened in 1989. I wanted to be sure that when we talked about the Coast Guard response, that it was accurate, the equipment that was used was accurate. And so I ended up talking extensively with a Coast Guard gentleman who just recently retired after 30 years up in Alaska. He was in charge, one of the head guys with search and rescue up there. So he has a tremendous amount of experience. He's read the manuscript, and you know what potential is. It's just what the word means, potential. He felt like the book certainly had worldwide appeal and certainly had the potential to reach a lot of different people, just the way it was written. It's a survival story, but it's also a story of volunteerism. For instance, the person that saved my life was a helicopter pilot. So, because I was already in hypothermia, I was in and out of consciousness. And so, we want to get the book out. So whatever best way to do that, you know. So would you be the contact person moving forward?
Yeah. So after you come on board, I'll be overlooking the project. I'll make sure to supervise everything. Since I'm a senior consultant here, what I'll do is I'll also give you another point of contact, which is going to be a project manager. I'll make sure to, loop in and give you the best I have here in terms of project managers. We've got a lot of assistants who do that. So what's going to happen is, as soon as you come on board, you're going to get a call from my project manager in the next hour or so. And they're going to make sure to give you all the information. They're going to send you a couple of questionnaires. to get to know more about your book and how you want it to appear, and you know how, what kind of a book cover you want. You know, they could start working on the designers in-house we have could start working on the book cover. You know, some information about the blurb and what you want to keep, and all, you know, a cushioner basically. So we'll send you that, and we expect you to send it back to us. There's going to be an online portal. We'll add you to that portal through your email address. So each time there's an update from our side, we're going to put it up there on the portal, and you get notified directly to your email address. So all the things get consolidated. I mean, you get tons of emails each day, but once you log into our portal, you get everything in terms of the whole progress in just one spot. And then that's the support we give after you come on board. And also, once the book's published, there's definitely going to be all the assistance in terms of letting you know about book promotions and marketing. And there's tons of information that my project manager will make sure to give you. And you'd have my contact, obviously, also to reach out to me for anything after you come on board.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Yeah, we make sure, you know, what we do is to make sure that we give out all the information possible. And that's going to help you in deciding a bit more, in a better way. Because what I feel is, and I also do not like to take a lot of clients. I want to make sure I take only stories which are really intriguing and the ones that I feel are going to do really well. So yours, I feel, is definitely a really good one, and we could definitely work on it. So what we'll do is we'll make sure to give you all the support after you come on board, and that support is offered by myself, you know, a lot of other layout technicians in the company, the editors that we've got in-house, the project managers that are going to align with you, and a couple of proofreaders to make sure everything goes perfectly well. So you'd have that support after you come on board as well. So what I'll do is, are you by any chance in front of a computer right now?
Say that again?
Are you by any chance in front of a computer right now, like in front of a computer?
Yes, I am at my computer, yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'll try to send you this email. I'll make sure to add all the pricing and everything. Meanwhile, we're on the call so that I could get an acknowledgement that you received it. And then once you decide to going forward with this one, we could have you on board and get the work started. Now, as I said, you know, it's pretty economical when it comes to the pricing. Usually it sort of costs a little bit more when you go the traditional route with the literary agent, and you've already done that. And I'm assuming you must have spent quite a decent amount in that too, right?
Well, yeah, and time too.
Absolutely, which is way more precious than money itself. So, yeah, I'm going to be sending.
Now, What was your name again?
My name's David Harper. Senior
David Harper.
Consultant.
Okay, David.
That's correct. That's myself. So,
okay.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready, and I'll go ahead.
Where are you based?
I'm here in the head office in New York City. And you mentioned you're in Colorado, right?
No, I'm in North Carolina.
That's
North Carolina.
Perfect. So, yeah, let me know when you're ready, and I'll go ahead and send you this email from my side, and then we can.
Go ahead and send it, and I'll take a look at it, and then. Yeah, you just have your contact information so I can call you back. We're talking to a number of different publishers, and excuse me, I saw your listing on the internet and was intrigued by it, and certainly want to hear what you have to offer. We want to get it published. We want a nice job, and we want to be able to reach as many people as we can. I think we can. But we got to get it out there. You know, we've got to get people.
Sure. Perfect. Yeah.
Let them know.
So it's sent from my side. Let me know when you receive it. It's your end.
Okay. Let's see.
Just sent from my end. It's an email?
That's it.
Yeah. Did my number pop off when I called you, or was it an unknown caller? Unify, please. I think that is my company line, but I will text you from my line. And
you have my email now?
And I'm still looking. Yeah, it hasn't come in yet. I mean, I'm sitting here, right? I'm on a desktop, too, so it should should pop in. How many attachments were on board? Were there any attachments?
This has already been created. I will reply you back on the email thread, and you can show it to your wife, and we'll pick it up on Monday.
So let me just make sure I got the email.
All right, I just got it. It just came in.
Yeah, I made a bit of a mistake with the first one. Sent you another one after this one. The second one that comes in would be the right one for you to follow. It's got the pricing. So the first package sort of usually costs around $2,150. So I'll bring it down to $1,505 just to make sure, since I really like the kind of story you have to offer. And the other one, the extensive package, we publish it on 30-plus international platforms, usually goes for $2,850. Well, I'm going to bring it down to about $1,995 with a 30% discount on that, too. So you've got 30% discount on each of those plans, and we can then take things from there. So, you know, the best part, I'd say, about us is, you know, we do this one work, which is called keyword optimization. Now, there are 8 million books on Amazon and Kindle. And we've got tools which are called research tools to make sure we are able to search for high search volume keywords, which means on Amazon and Kindle each day people come in and search for different stuff. We'll do a research on which of the words are the most highly searched words and are also relevant to your book. So we'll make sure to tag those words with your book. So let's say somebody searches for the kind of story that you've written, you know, and also it's the most searched word on Amazon.com. So that each time it gets searched, your book should pop up in the first few results that a customer sees. That way, the book sales, you know, it sort of just skyrockets. And that I think is the best part of our work. There won't be a lot of other people who would have so many paid tools. Now that research costs money, you know, to make sure we're able to have tools to search for, you know, how many people are searching for certain keywords on Amazon.com. So that kind of a research tools usually people don't have, but we have those. So that would be one of the reasons why if you go out to any other publisher, you know, they might not give you the same price and give you maybe even lesser pricing, but they wouldn't have those options. So when you work with us, that would be the best part. So, you know, if you want to get started,
okay.
we've kept the sign-up, the way to sign up pretty easy. We've kept it pretty simple. Just when you're ready, you could just reply back to this email or maybe just give me a call again on this 800 number, or I have a direct line I could give you. You know, as soon as you sign up, process the order, then the next call you get within an hour is from our project manager for the introduction session of the book and everything. And then they send you the questionnaires, they add you to the portal and get everything started for you.
Sounds good. No, I appreciate your time today. And so you say there is another email coming behind this one?
Yeah, the second one would be the right
one. First one that I received.
Yeah. The second one that you get will be the right one. Joe, how soon could we sort of look to start with this one?
I don't know. I've got a co-writer, so we're partners on it, and so I'm certainly going to share the information with him, and we're going to meet over the weekend. So I mean, we want to get a book published. Okay, I mean, one thing I found out about this industry, the publishing industry, and I've been in television and film and video my whole life, and you know, that's a different world, too. But publishing, I'm going to tell you something. I don't even know what to tell you. It's the most bizarre experience I've been in so far. I'm thinking if this book was fictional, we'd already be published. But it's not. It's a true story. It happened. It really happened. And yeah, it happened in 1989. But there are a lot of stories that are written now and that would happen, a number of years ago. But it still have the same impact as far as the story and then what you can learn from somebody else's experience. In fact, the Coast Guard guy told me that we better put it in front of
Honestly, Jeff, if you ask me,
on television.
That's great. Yeah. Honestly, if you ask me, how I take this is, since I've been working for quite a while now in the industry, what I do is I take this, all the stories and kind of experiences that you've gone through, I take that as treasure. And I want to preserve that for people to come, is what I feel. And to be a part of this one, I feel it's a great work that sort of gets done through my publishing agency. And with the kind of story that you have, I feel it would be obviously an honor to have to work on it and have this published from our agency and everything. So,
Well, I appreciate
I look forward to doing business. In fact, if we could get this started as soon as possible, that'd be great. I mean, if you're looking at obviously not today, you take your time with the weekend, get back to me on Monday.
We've got to talk it over. Yeah, for sure. And we will. I'll definitely give you an answer in one way or the other. Okay,
absolutely.
Well, we'll look at the information, and I'll be in touch, okay?
Absolutely. And just in case, if you want to get back, you get back to the website and talk to, there'd be Mike, there'd be Max, there'd be Ryan Chase, and other, Olivia would be there. So those people could also try to answer some of the questions you have on the chat line on the website.
Okay.
And if you want, they could go ahead and connect you with me as well. So website's one option.
Okay.
You can write me emails. You can give me calls. I'm going to be there for you.
Sounds great. All right, David. Thank you very much, okay? All right.
Pleasure.
See you.
Great talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Have a wonderful
one. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.